Hi, everyone. Welcome again to Radio English on Sunday. This is Bruce.
And this is Peter.
Today on page 314, we take a look at Unit 37, the Germanic languages. Germanic is the adjective of German. It is one of the adjectives. German is also an adjective as well as a noun. But when we refer to the many languages which are part of a large language family, we say the Germanic languages. We'll introduce these languages to you today and explain why they are so important in this modern world.
不错, 但如果说成 the German language, 那是代表德语, 可是这边所谓的 the Germanic languages 加了 S, 就是日耳曼语系啊, 我们就这样说, 有很多的这样的语言, 来自日耳曼语系的。
Let's begin. I'll read the first paragraph. We're on page 314 if you just joined our program. Most people have heard of the Tower of Babel story in the Bible. According to this story, long ago, all people spoke the same language. Later, however, they were punished by speaking a great number of different tongues. Today, there are literally thousands of different languages, defined as mutually unintelligible tongues, around the world, though many are related to one another. Indeed, the two largest language families, the Indo-European, the language family with the largest number of speakers, and Sino-Tibetan, containing the Chinese languages, Thai, Vietnamese, and Tibetan, include hundreds of languages with over half the world's population. Here we take a look at the big picture, and the biggest picture is that humans all speak languages, and we speak many different tongues. Here we are using tongue to mean language, the same meaning. There is one huge superfamily of languages called the Indo-European family. Indo refers to Indu, India, especially northern India, northwest, north, and northeast. The speakers of those languages in India are related linguistically to speakers all the way over to England and Iceland and Ireland, those who speak English in Ireland. That's one huge family. Another big, big family is here in Asia, the Sino-Tibetan family of languages, which besides the Chinese languages includes Thai, Thai, and Vietnamese, Vietnamese. This is another very large family. It doesn't have so many languages, but it has so many speakers. So the people to whom I'm talking right now in China are speakers in the Sino-Tibetan family. You're listening to English, which is one of the many languages in the Indo-European family of languages.
不过在这里的 Sino, 所谓 Sino-Tibetan, 这个 languages, 也就是所谓中藏语系, 为什么这个 Sino 却是指的是中国呢, 跟中国有关呢? 因为最主要是这个字源最早的是 S-I-N, Sin, 但 sin 可不是犯罪的那个 sin 啊, it's a sin to leave your family. And once you get married, if you do not take care of your family, you leave, then it's a sin. 它并不是刑法上的一个 crime, 它是一个良心的一个罪。可是这个 sin 却是为什么跟中国有关? 因为早期的是我们的秦朝啊。
秦，它这个呢就是
sin， 有拼的变成 sin，
probably from Cantonese，
对，也有可能后来外国人他们就有在法文呢，它就变成
sine or something，
对，是 chin， 后来慢慢改 chine， 然后接着后来就改 china， China， 大家都知道这个字，所以这个 sino 啊，像 sinology，
study of China and things Chinese.
对，那么像 Bruce 也可以算 sinologist， 他是这个中国通，因为他知道哪边可以吃什么肉，这边可以吃什么肉。
I'm not a sinologist. I don't know that much. but I love China. Okay, let's continue. Because there are so many languages within the above two super categories of language families, linguists have further divided these linguistically rich and geographically diverse families into subgroups, one of which, the Germanic language group, has the second largest number of speakers, Chinese being first. Within this group of over 500 million speakers is the world's foremost international language, English, foremost in terms of its geographic spread and number of second language users. German, spoken by just over 100 million people, is one of the world's 10 largest languages in terms of population. As English and German speakers constitute the majorities in several of the world's most economically, militarily, and technologically developed countries, it is important to be familiar with this particular language grouping. In the first paragraph, we looked at the big picture, or the biggest picture, the Indo-European family of languages and the Sino-Tibetan family. By the way, Sino is sometimes pronounced Sino. Most Americans will say Sino. In the second paragraph, looking under the Indo-European superfamily of languages, we are now looking at the Germanic group, or the Germanic language group, with 500 million speakers, most of them English, 100 million of them German. And in a moment, we will introduce some of the many smaller languages within this group. But the reason this particular group, although it's not the largest group with the largest number of speakers that belongs to the Chinese group, it is, when you think of countries like Germany, Austria, Switzerland, the United States, Canada, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand, when these countries are added up, we have a large number of speakers and a lot of political, economic, military, and technological power. So many people in the world want to learn either German or English to communicate with people in those countries to improve their own situation.
Right. In other words, you know, this paragraph justifies the necessity that we, every one of us, speak or learn to speak English. 我们刚才说这个 justify 这个字就是证明点点点有道理的 It justifies the necessity that we should 省得掉 或是 everyone should 都省得掉 用原型动词 learn to speak English.
Justify, J-U-S-T-I-F-Y, to justify. Let's go ahead. We're on the next page now, first full paragraph. Linguists further divide the Germanic languages into three groups, two extant and one extinct. East German languages are no longer spoken. Gothic is an example of this small and historic grouping. Afrikaans, Dutch, English, Flemish, and German are the most important languages within the West Germanic grouping. The Scandinavian languages of Danish, Icelandic, Norwegian, and Swedish comprise the North Germanic grouping. Though these languages cannot be easily understood among their different speakers, the similarities in vocabulary are striking. Linguists, a person who studies 语言学, linguistics, is a linguist. Popularly, many people Yiwei, they think that a person who can speak a lot of languages is a linguist. Actually, this is incorrect. People like Peter, we would call a polyglot. P-O-L-Y-G-L-O-T. Poly means many, P-O-L-Y. Glot is short for glottis, which is part of our throat, which refers to the ability to speak. If you can speak many, speak many languages, we should use the word polyglot. But popularly, many people use the word linguist. However, a linguist actually is a person who studies linguistics. Many linguists can speak only one language. Many linguists are not polyglots.
不错啊 ,polyglot, 也就是会说多种语言的人应该用这么一个词。A linguist, 就是语言学家还有可能研究英文和研究这个一种单一语言的这样的一个人。的确我能说好多种话。你看我会讲呢英文我会讲了对不对
不错。
我会讲呢这个瑞典话不是讲 Volvo。
Saab
的 Saab。
Ericsson。
对。日本话会讲的 Nissan, 对不对哈
Sony。
在开玩笑的。但在这里特别注意到这一段呢最后一行那个 striking。这个 strike 本来是一个名词或者一个动词那么我们讲罢工也是用 strike they went on strike 用 go on 的用法但 strike 地方是打击的意思做打击的时候呢当然我们都知道可是啊假如有一个用法我们特别晓得我突然想到只要用 strike 这个字的过去式 it struck me 加 that 子句的用法和一个从句我突然想到在这个用法比如说我突然想到明天是Bruce 的生日我们就这么样说
It struck me that because tomorrow is Bruce's birthday I should buy an expensive gift for him 是不是
那对 有道理但是今年我非常遗憾我是忘掉了这样所以我看到你一直看我一直不敢讲话我记得那个时候我还在别的地方对不对还没回来
有
好了这是你要知道的我不是故意忘掉的 It struck me 叫 that 字句哈但是 striking 呢特别要记住它是当一个形容词用我们常用 there is a striking difference between A and B 就是 A 跟 B 之间的差异很显著很显著的这个 striking 只是当形容词用代表很显著的 obvious 一样的意思
Right By the way I should also mention here on line 2 of this paragraph extant is the opposite of extinct during our last lesson on the panda We worried that maybe someday the panda will become extinct no more. If something is still existing, it is extant. And in the German languages, again, there are three groups. The Gothic group, or East Germanic language group, I'm sorry, is extinct. Nobody speaks those languages anymore. But of the West Germanic language group, that's where most of the speakers are.English and German, for example, but there's also a North Germanic group, Danish, Icelandic, Norwegian, and Swedish. There aren't very many speakers of those languages, but they're very, very close. That is, people who speak Danish can figure out what the Swedish are saying. The Norwegians can figure out what the Icelanders I guess is what they call themselves, Icelanders, whatever. People from Iceland can pretty well figure out what Norwegians are saying or writing because their written languages are very, very similar.
就好像意大利人可以看得懂或听得懂西班牙人讲话多少东西尤其是西班牙人可以听得懂葡萄牙人讲话
Yes, those two are more similar, right.Okay, let's give you some specific examples of this striking vocabulary similarity in our next paragraph. Take, for example, the two largest languages with this group, English and German. The word house in German is house in English, with nearly the same pronunciation. Some names of German family members,are instantly recognizable to English listeners and readers. Mutter, Bruder, and Onkel. For the English, mother, brother, and uncle. All German nouns are capitalized in print. Other German family members are easily learned. Vater, Schwester, and Tante. For the English, father, sister, and aunt. Thus, those who know English...and want to study German, find their first year of learning vocabulary to be relatively easy. The same is true, of course, for those who want to learn Dutch or Danish from an English or German background. These many similarities are due to the single common parent language of all the Germanic tongues, even though this grandfather language no longer exists. This paragraph explains why all of these different languages are actually quite similar to one another. Unless you are really a bad language learner and you just don't get it when you try to study a second language, you will find if you know English and you want to learn German or any of these other Germanic languages, at least for the first year, you shouldn't have much trouble with vocabulary because the words look so similar. Sometimes they're almost exactly the same. Sometimes you can figure them out. They're pretty close. So if you want to pick up a third language, if your second language is English, and you want to try German, you'll find that, at least for the first year, oh, this isn't so bad.
不错，像那个一个汽车就是 VW， 对不对？
Yes.
那就是那个这个 Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
那个根本就是等于 Volkswagen.
Exactly. That's what it means. Wagon is car. Folks is, in English, the same pronunciation, but a different spelling.
对，很有意思啊。原来就是在这个日耳曼语系，很多语言是相通的。但我要问一个问题，这个荷兰人啊，所谓的 Dutch people， 他们给我的感觉，他们英文都讲得很好，很棒。这个讲德文讲得很棒。Better
than Americans.
哎，他们是。 因为这是怎么学的呢？我们假如说我们听众朋友非常有兴趣。
I suppose, in fact, the Dutch are famous because they're such a small country. Holland is a small country. They have been trading. They've been very good traders for about 500 years. And they've learned that people are not going to learn Dutch. They must learn English, French, German.
Those mainstream languages.
Exactly. And they do so. They learn from 小学一年级, and almost everybody in Holland can speak conversational English. And people who go on to college, most of them speak English fluently.
所以就是我们了解，他是有这个必要，因为他们知道做生意到国际的贸易方面，他们知道一些主流的一些语言，非要好好学不可的。Okay,
let's take a look at our last page here. Speakers and writers of the Germanic languages account for a great deal of the world's output in everything from economics to literature to military to science and technology. Hardly an aspect of modern life does not benefit from the contributions made by those using these languages, as in the Internet, Hollywood entertainment, Dutch, Philips, and Scandinavian consumer goods design. Ericsson, maker of cellular phones, is a Swedish company, as are Volvo and Saab. And even the Nobel Prizes, awarded by both Norwegian and Swedish institutes. More than one-third of the world's economic production originates in these countries, too. From the last sentence, we can really feel the importance of the Germanic languages and those countries whose majority of speakers are either German, as in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland, or in English-speaking countries like Canada, the UK, Australia, the US, New Zealand. There's a great influence on the rest of the world from countries whose speakers and writers belong to this large group, the Germanic language group. So, if you're learning English with us, I think you're making a great choice.
的确，然后在这里的我们发觉第四行倒数第二个第三个字 benefit， you can benefit a lot from learning English， 从学英文可以获得很多的好处。但 benefit 这个字啊，也可以呢做名词用啊，for the benefit of， 为什么呢？利益着想。 You should do things for the benefit of your society， 要为你的社会的这个好处着想，你做事情要想到能不能够是促进公益的 ，for the benefit of， 那个时候也可以用 for the good of， G-O-O-D， 这个地方呢，这是做个名词的用法 ，for the good of， or in the interest of， 那个 interest 前面有
in the interest of， 对，
这都是很好的用法。
Okay, let's look at our concluding paragraph. For any speaker of a language outside the Germanic language group, preparing to choose a useful second language for the future, English is probably the best bet. German, too, is very useful in the fields of medicine, economics, military, and science and technology. Being able to communicate with others in this far-reaching linguistic group will offer the user immeasurable benefits. We remind all of you, of course, you're probably learning English with us, and you have had an English student background at some point, or perhaps some of you have also taken the time to learn a little German. We feel that because of the influence of those countries using these languages, you will find great benefit if you can communicate with, either in writing or speaking and listening, and certainly reading all this new information which comes out first in English or German. It's of immeasurable benefit to you because you are connected to some of the world's most important production, whether you're talking about arts, science, politics, military, and so on. Much of the world's new information and new products come out in English and German. Well, let's go back and review, as we always do on this program. I'll reread the whole article for you this time. Without stopping, I'll read it all the way through, so please use this time now as a chance to improve your listening comprehension. The Germanic languages. Most people have heard of the Tower of Babel story in the Bible. According to this story, long ago, all people spoke the same language. Later, however, they were punished by speaking a great number of different tongues. Today, there are literally thousands of different languages, defined as mutually unintelligible tongues, around the world, though many are related to one another. Indeed, the two largest language families, the Indo-European, the language family with the largest number of speakers, and Sino-Tibetan, containing the Chinese languages, Thai, Vietnamese, and Tibetan, include hundreds of languages with over half the world's population. Because there are so many languages within the above two super categories of language families, linguists have further divided these linguistically rich and geographically diverse families into subgroups, one of which, the Germanic language group, has the second largest number of speakers, Chinese being first. Within this group of over 500 million speakers is the world's foremost international language, English, foremost in terms of its geographic spread and number of second language users. German, spoken by just over 100 million people, is one of the world's 10 largest languages in terms of population. As English and German speakers constitute the majorities in several of the world's most economically, militarily, and technologically developed countries, it is important to be familiar with this particular language grouping. Linguists further divide the Germanic languages into three groups, two extant and one extinct. East Germanic languages are no longer spoken. Gothic is an example of this small and historic grouping. Afrikaans, Dutch, English, Flemish, and German are the most important languages within the West Germanic grouping. The Scandinavian languages of Danish, Icelandic, Norwegian, and Swedish comprise the North Germanic grouping. Though these languages cannot be easily understood among their different speakers, the similarities in vocabulary are striking. Take, for example, the two largest languages within this group, English and German. The word house in German is house in English, with nearly the same pronunciation. Some names of German family members are instantly recognizable to English listeners and readers. Mutter, Bruder, and Onkel for the English mother, brother, and uncle, all German nouns are capitalized in print. Other German family members are easily learned. Vater, Schwester, and Tante for the English father, sister, and aunt. Thus, those who know English and want to study German find their first year of learning vocabulary to be relatively easy. The same is true, of course, for those who want to learn Dutch or Danish from an English or German background. These many similarities are due to the single common parent language of all the Germanic tongues, even though this grandfather language no longer exists. Speakers and writers of the Germanic languages account for a great deal of the world's output in everything from economics to literature to military to science and technology. Hardly an aspect of modern life does not benefit from the contributions made by those using these languages, as in the Internet, Hollywood entertainment, Dutch, Philips, and Scandinavian consumer goods design. Ericsson, maker of cellular phones, is a Swedish company, as are Volvo and Saab. And even the Nobel Prizes, awarded by both Norwegian and Swedish institutes. More than one-third of the world's economic production originates in these countries, too. For any speaker of a language outside the Germanic language group, preparing to choose a useful second language for the future, English is probably the best bet. German, too, is very useful in the fields of medicine, economics, military, and science and technology. Being able to communicate with others in this far-reaching linguistic group will offer the user immeasurable benefits. That's it for today's lesson. Thanks for joining us, and we invite you cordially to join us for our next and last lesson, Unit 38. Till then, bye-bye.
再见.